Hey
Hey
guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to Muslimish, episode
You
four.
guys have been missed.
We missed you guys. I don't know if you guys missed us though. Hopefully.
You guys have missed us. You guys better have missed us.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk about our week first or say the episode topic?
I feel like we should talk about haven't we been out for like 2-3 weeks? I don't know.
Yeah, a while now.
Yeah, and I think it's due to like finals and then schools closing, people are moving, and just so much has happened.
People are moving.
Yeah, people. Yeah, two people have moved.
Two people
are moving. Okay. Well,
yeah, this week, these past few weeks have been very stressful for me with these regents, bro. Like, so stressful. And then Umu.
Yeah.
Why don't you say what's going on?
So I'm moving, sadly, from New York. I won't state where, though. Because what if you guys stalk me? Like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but, like, I'm moving to Indiana, sadly. So yeah. I've been like packing and like trying to get everything. Aziza, you moved to Egypt like a week ago.
Okay, but Egypt isn't that bad, you know. Indiana, what do you do in Indiana, bro?
Nothing.
Literally exactly. Nothing. I'm gonna cry. I love New York City. It's my home. I'll be back though.
Same.
Inshallah.
Except for the fact that now.
Yeah. But stuff. How about you, Aziza?
My week has been horrible.
Are we laughing because your week was horrible?
Yeah, honestly. Because, guys.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just felt like saying that. But yeah, my week was something. I moved back to Egypt, but the thing is that I traveled alone, so that was fun. That was the only fun thing. And actually, no, it's not the only fun thing. I made a new friend, like, on the plane, and we sat next to each other, and then we came here. Once we arrived, like, to Egypt, we hung out, like, the other day, and it was so fun. That was the only fun thing about coming here. The rest is... Like, everything else is so boring.
As you have to see, these few weeks have been very eventful, which is why we haven't been recording or literally anything, like, posting or anything.
Yeah. I hope you guys, like, do keep up with us. Because, like, from now, we're free, like, all summer.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our best to record, like, every week and just post more.
I also like say something. Okay, so if my audio is bad, I'm so sorry because like the Wi-Fi here is horrible. The Wi-Fi here is horrible, so like, yeah, it affects like the audio quality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, the past few days, it's been quite hectic. Like, just with like the legal politics, man.
Oh my god.
Like, what do you guys think about, like, you know, what happened? Like, yeah, abortion. Like, it's not only abortion, like, the main thing is abortion, but it affects like women's health, like the pill, and like,
honestly,
you know,
honestly, it's so evil because, like, it's so evil that they overturned it. Because, like, how, like, the way I think of it. It's like, how does someone getting an abortion affect you personally? Like, if you don't know that person at all, then why are you protesting about them getting an abortion if that abortion does not affect you at all? I don't see.
The thing is, it does, like, if they stop abortion from happening, like, I heard that people want, like, oh, the white race is dying off, right? So they don't want women to stop, like, aborting babies and stuff. But then also, like, you know, people can make money off of this. Like, literally everything in the system is for money. It's for profit, you know? Also, I don't think this could have been stopped because it was 6-3. There were 6 conservatives wanting to like get Roe versus Wade overturned, you know? So this is so sad. Like,
yeah, honestly, actually. I agree. It's, I just don't understand why men have to control my body. Like,
thank you.
Even God said that I have the right to control abortion, my body.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what you're
so
talking
weird,
about.
Man, like, I truly hate it here.
Yeah, because also if you think about it, it's like going against the First Amendment, like that first freedom of religion. But like, we should make an episode on this another time, because
it's a
heavy topic.
But yeah, we have to introduce our topic. I just realized we never did.
Yeah,
we're like a few minutes in, but. This episode is going to be on media representation on Muslims and people of color.
On this week's episode, Muslimers discusses media representation. Oftentimes, it's hard to find people like us on the big screens, news, social media, and more. And when we do, it is most likely negative. We see it from big corporations such as Netflix, which blatantly continues to negatively represent hijabis. On top of this, Muslims are often represented as terrorists. So how do we tackle media like this when media has become easier to get access to and spread stereotypes about specific groups of people? How do we even feel about this and advocate for positive representation? Is there even positive representation now? First, one of the most common tropes is a hijabi taking off their hijab, and it's most likely due to like, oh, because the hijab is so-called oppressive, so taking it off means like them being themselves, finding themselves, while wearing the hijab means they had to hide who they were, and you know what oppression is, and you know, it's like really like common, like it just disgusts me, because like I'm a hijabi and I chose to wear by choice, so does it really mean the hijab is oppressive, or what, you know, what does that really mean?
Mm-hmm. I think like this trope is just like so harmful, buddy, because it's such like a bad narrative to those who like don't know a lot about Islam. Because it's like, imagine you being like, whatever, but you're just not Muslim, right? And you're watching this and you're like, damn, like, hijabis really are oppressed. And that's like the only source you're getting that information from. So it's really harmful because those people just go and spread that misinformation. And also, it's like the hijabi taking it off because she met this guy and he's like, oh, just take it off. When it's like, hijabis take off their hijabs in real life, but most of the time, it's like just their hijab journey. It's never about a man telling them to take it off. Like, so it's just really, you know, just bad. It's harmful.
I know, right? And also, I feel like when you present the hijab in a bad way, like, it just discourages other, like, young women, it's like you're pointing out the negative of hijabs too, right? And you're presented in a bad way, but you're never looking at the positive side. Okay, so the reason like we wear hijab is to obviously like be less of a distraction when we're outside. And honestly, lately, that's really needed. Because I don't know if you guys heard, but here, like in Egypt, where I live, a woman, like, got unalived, right? By a man. And then, like, after that, like, I'm not gonna exactly go into the topic. But then after that, like, people started commenting about what she was wearing. And they were like, oh, she deserved to be unalive just because of what she's wearing.
That's evil, bro.
I know.
And like what you said, like, Aziza, what you said about like the hijab like keeping women from like being like, you know, attracted from like people attracting, yeah, like, you know, because, you know, you'll see a girl, she doesn't have any job, and she'll be, like, really pretty, and you, like, you can't stop looking away, right? But the thing is, the hijab, whether you not you wear the hijab, you'll still get those looks, right? And it's not about the other person, it's about the hijabi themselves. Hijab is for modesty. You, if a woman chooses to be modest, it's for Allah, it's not for anyone. Exactly. And it's their choice. So when you, when there's people going around like misrepresenting the hijab, it loses the meaning behind it, and people who don't know anything, they won't want to find out why women wear hijab, you know. And it just creates this whole bigger stereotype, oh, the hijab is oppressive. And, you know, someone like, for example, you guys know that one TikToker who took off their hijab? They constantly,
oh my God,
constantly kept posting videos of them taking off the hijab, because, and it made them happier to take it off, and it made it seem like the hijab was something negative in their life. And yes, religious trauma is real. Like, I'm gonna be honest, religious trauma is real. But you cannot judge because of one person. One person's experiences cannot define billions of Muslims. Exactly. It cannot define the religion of Islam, because Islam is the most peaceful religion. You cannot argue with that. It literally is. So, yes, people have to be mindful of the way they make the hijab look, you know, because millions of women wear the hijab. And it's honestly, like, it's so, like, so terrible to just do that, you know?
Yeah.
I understand. Okay, so should I move on to the next trope?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next trope that we're going to be discussing is that all Muslims are terrorists.
That is, like, if you're still thinking that, if you're still thinking that in 2022, just educate yourself, like...
There's hundreds of terrorist groups, and mind you, most of them are not Muslims, like heavy Muslims. Because mind also, like, when you say that Muslims are terrorists, you have to think about it. Does Islam State is like, you know, like what people say, they use the excuse of jihad, that's like, you know, jihad, you guys know what jihad is, right? And they use that excuse to say that Muslims are terrorists because, you know, people are trying to, like, you know, fight for their religion and stuff. But I promise you, nowhere in the Quran it says to go around and go kill
killing hundreds people, of, like...
Exactly. Genocide is never, like, it's never, like,
okay.
Part of, it's not okay, and it's not part of Islam either. And that's the thing, when you're misrepresenting Islam like that and Muslims, it's just, it's bad.
Yeah, like, I've seen like plenty of shows that will like incorporate Muslims in it, and they can never do it without like introducing the topic of terrorism. And it's like, damn, like, you not just make a show without bringing up terrorism? Like, there's really no reason to it.
No, like, I would just like to put it out there that it's been stated in the Quran that it's, that we have, like, a huge, huge, huge punishment for people that kill others, right? It's like, a huge one. You're supposed to get killed, too, if you kill someone. But obviously, like, in modern society, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah, I think we should do an episode on that, like modern times versus like back then, like when the Quran was first introduced, because times have changed, bro. Yeah. People are more liberal now, like, you know.
I know.
And like, I just like, speaking from experience, like, I remember this day, there was like, this guy came into our class, and he was talking about a story, and he was like, oh, atomic bomb, right? And the minute the word bomb went out, this kid next to me said, Allahu Akbar. And I was so shocked. Like, just like, it was this year too. So like, in 2022, you're still making those jokes. And I think, like, that moment, like, something went off in me, and it's like, yo, this is real. Because, you know, I've never actually experienced this, like, to that, like, you know, like, when you're growing up, you don't really realize anything. But then now, like, I'm really conscious of, like, Islamophobia and, like, those jokes and stuff. So I was like, I just screamed, what, in the front of the class? And everyone just looked at me. And there's, like, Muslim students in that class too, right? And I think they understood why I yelled that, because quite honestly, it's just so sad that people are still making those jokes, you know?
Yeah, I feel like me and Aziza have witnessed a lot of that in middle school.
Like, I was waiting. I was waiting.
Yeah. Like,
no. There was like two words, actually three words, that were like trending, quote unquote trending in our school. Number one is wallahi,
yeah,
like
it was like one day
after
they was
school.
hating, talking about Allahu Akbar, and then the next day there was Allah
Exactly.
using wallahi. It
Like
was so
wallahi.
confusing. Like,
And then
what?
inshallah, inshallah, oh my God.
That
No, a
just
few people,
shows,
not many people use it, but a lot of people
yeah.
still use it.
But it just
Yeah.
shows that, like, the behavior needs to be learned, because there's no reason you go from hating, talking about Allahu Akbar, then to using wallahi. Like, you're literally just repeating what people say. And that's the reason why, like, people that it, like, Islam shouldn't be represented so badly,
Exactly.
because it just
And
spreads a whole bunch of misinformation.
honestly,
And
like, it shouldn't be used as slang, because
it's not
who
slang,
said
exactly.
wallahi slang?
Yo, who
Yeah, you
said
see, like,
Allah was slang? Oh my God.
yeah,
Okay, yeah.
also, like, oh, I want to add on to that, like, that happened also in my school, right? And I know, like, okay, you'll have non-Muslim friends, right? And we're gonna be, obviously, we're gonna say Alhamdulillah at least once a day, you know, inshallah, Allahu Akbar, you know. But like, when your non-Muslim friend like says it, you're like, you're happy, right? Because you know they understand what it means, right? But it comes to a point where if you're saying it as a joke, it's not a
It's like
joke,
not
because
funny.
exactly, because Allah's name is in this. This is the God you worship, you know? So to use it as a joke is like, it's just not funny
Yeah, like, what
anymore.
are you doing at this
Yeah.
point?
And the thing is, it's like, it's always a joke until it becomes serious and they'll get very defensive about it.
For
But
no
like,
reason, and then
yeah.
that's when you start seeing like the true them, because they say
Yeah.
a bunch of stupid stuff.
Yeah. Because I promise you, religion, like for us Muslim that are like heavily practice Islam or just in general, you know, like, it's like very important to us, you know, like the word of Allah. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, the
Okay.
next trope is more about people of color, which is black women are loud. This is just like, what? Like, it's just stupid. Like I said, if you're still thinking this in 2022, just educate yourself, because, like, how are you going to say a whole group of people are loud? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Also, like,
stereotypical as hell.
yeah, and like, when we, well, you know, me and Miriam are black
Okay.
women, right?
Wait, guys,
So,
wait. My mom is currently yelling.
oh,
Oh
guys,
my.
I'm gonna add one more.
Okay, Omo.
Huh?
Low key, we're running out of time.
I don't want to be annoying, but it's Miriam and I.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, my dad used to do that all the time. Now it just sounds wrong.
Oma,
Guys,
that's misrepresentation of black people is literally just
okay, whatever.
misrepresent the whole topic.
Okay, all right. Okay. Continue, Miriam. Oh, it
I
was
was
me.
talking.
No, it was me.
No,
Yeah. So also
that.
thinking of me and Miriam are black women, right? So being a black woman is honestly like the most undermined person in society. And on top of that, we're hijabis. We're Muslims. So that is triple homicide right there.
Triple.
It is triple homicide. But being a black woman, it means like that's how you're looked at. You're looked as black because you look black, you know? And being stereotyped as loud is like crazy because I've been told, like, I feel like it's because I am black because my friends are loud and I'm loud, right? I'm not loud, I'm just outspoken, you know? I like talking to people and like just a different about different stuff, you know? So when I'm told I'm loud, it hurts because what does being loud mean? What is it defined as? Because if you think about it, it has to do with race. A
Yeah,
white
because they
wo
will never say that to a white person.
yeah, a white woman can be loud. They can be yelling. I promise you, count hundreds of, like, you'll see Karens, they're loud, right? But they're not considered, they won't be called loud, right?
Yeah.
Because they're white. And it's just that society is going steps back, further back with like discriminating minorities, you know?
And also, oh, hold on. Wait, I'm on. Also, as a black woman, like, it's like I can never, like, every time I get angry, it's like, damn, like, I can't even speak up for myself because these people would think that I'm just like some crazy black girl because that's what they see every black girl as. So it's
Exactly.
like, damn, I can't even have feelings without me being stereotyped as something.
And you know, like when black women are outspoken too, like when they're expressing their feelings, they're called ghetto.
Yeah,
Like,
like what?
what do you mean by ghetto? Because I'm pretty sure just because I'm black, I'm not ghetto, you know? And I'll be honest, I live in like an underdeveloped like community, right? Like just with class and stuff, but that does not mean I'm uneducated. It doesn't mean I'm ghetto
Exactly.
because I promise you, I'm a very educated black woman, okay? Yeah.
Honestly.
But yeah. Okay. Continuing on, our last trope is that all majority Muslim countries are in need of saving. And
Oh, I
when we,
want to add on, not
yeah.
even only Muslim countries, like majority black countries.
Yeah, third world
Like, I think
countries, you
countries in
know?
general.
And when we say third world country, I just want to know who made it a third world country? Because I promise you, before colonization, African countries were like economically stable, right? Like the richest guy in history is a black man. So what is the real issue here?
Yeah.
The countries or the colonizers?
Yeah, and you know what I hate what people say when they're like, "Oh, what about the children in Africa who are
Oh
starving?"
my God, it's always
We
the
have children
children in
all over
Africa.
the world that's starving, that don't have water. Like, look at Flint, Michigan. Nobody says,
Exactly.
"Oh, look at the people there who don't have water." Like, it's just pisses me off.
Also, and if you think about Flint, Michigan, what race is predominantly living there? Black people.
Yo.
And there's a reason, like, I'm not saying black people cause, I'm saying like no one is giving them the resources to help give them
Exactly. No
water
one's
because it's
helping.
black. Yeah, no one's, because if the government really cared, this would have been solved. I'm telling you, the government has the power to do whatever they
Exactly.
want.
Yeah.
And
And
like,
honestly, most of like African thing, most of African countries are actually pretty rich.
exactly. But
Like,
like, yeah, and like when you say rich though, I'm like, we mean by resources because there are
yeah, rich in resources.
resources. But it's because of colonization, those resources were like they
Taken
use
from us.
yeah, taken from them, and now their economies and government is just in scrambles. Oh, the scramble for Africa. Yeah. Do you guys know
What?
that? The scramble for Africa? When the European countries decided, let's go into Africa where everyone is peaceful, people are living, coexisting, and let's just cut up Africa and put people together who don't want to be together.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. You see, this is why like I love learning history, 'cause
I
it
actually
helps
hate
us
history,
understand
but
why like everything is the way it is today, you know?
yeah. I like
But
science.
yes, I hate science.
That was so random.
Yeah. So with like learning history, whose history are we learning? The people
a that white man's history.
The white, exactly, the white man's history.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I just, like, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but, like, I genuinely want to know what type of history is taught in countries that were colonized, you know? Like, I actually want to know. So now we're going to talk about shows that we saw had bad representation, mm-hmm. as well as our Instagram followers. And if you guys don't follow us, go follow us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to start with, okay, first of all, I really hope the show is called Pretty Little Things, because if it's not, then...
No, I think it is.
Yeah, but, okay, so I started the show, right? And then, I don't know, I just stopped, whatever. And then I saw a TikTok of a clip of someone from that show praying, right? And then some girl comes up to the guy praying and, like, starts, like, just doing stuff around him, whatever. And it, like, takes him out of his prayer or something. And I was like...
And they started dancing.
Yeah.
They start dancing in the middle of prayer.
I was like, what is going on? Like, no way.
When I saw that, I could not believe it. Like, someone...
So confused.
Someone really wrote, and especially if one of the writers was Muslim, you allowed this to happen.
They're like, oh my God, I don't know why
and guys,
do that.
Guess where this show is from? Guess.
Netflix.
Yeah. We love Netflix and they're Muslim. Actually, we don't.
We hate Netflix and their Muslim representation.
Exactly. Netflix is going down anyway, so.
Yeah. I don't know why they do those things. Like, you would never do that with another religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, for what?
Mm-hmm.
And then also in shows where, like, they will show them praying and they will be praying completely wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like laying down on the floor.
Yeah. Like, you could easily search up how do Muslims pray and then put it onto the show.
Like, there's, like, you guys know WikiHow? It has pictures, too. So you're telling me you couldn't just do one Google search?
They do it on purpose.
They
oh
do.
My God.
Oh, on top of that, Netflix, Elite.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is. It starts with the N. And I really do not care.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
Yeah. As an actor, like, how are you allowing this to happen if you're portraying a Muslim character? You may not be Muslim, but I'm pretty sure she was Arab, right?
Right. That's why I always think, like, if I was to be an actor and they put something mad, like haram, inside the script, I would be like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know what happened, she took off her hijab for a white guy. Oh, classic Netflix.
Surprise.
Yes. Netflix continues to baffle me every day.
Yeah.
But, like, also with this show, this is a new Muslim show. It's called Miss Marvel. So the representation isn't bad, right? And it's not amazing, but it's, like, the best I've seen personally.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it got confusing when they said she was a djinn. So,
I saw that.
Yeah, they said she's a, I think it's like a metaphor, like, because, you know, it's easier for people to describe it as, like, you know, jinn. But I also saw someone, like a Muslim woman, talking about how she doesn't believe the representation is good because they're incorporating a Muslim character, a superhero, into a show that has, like, fake gods like Thor and.
Oh.
Like magic and just like, because you know Marvel is a whole like universe, it's like the whole universe, right?
Yeah.
And she said she doesn't think the representation is good, but that's her opinion, so she won't be watching. But I watched the show, right? And she's Pakistani Muslim, and there was a scene where they were praying in a mosque. There was no music, and there was no music and they were praying, there was covered and stuff, and they separated the men and women. And I was like, whoa, this is great. Yeah. And then I go on TikTok. Yeah, and I go on TikTok and they had their hands on the floor. And you know, when you pray, you're not supposed to have your hands on the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was that one mistake that you wish they didn't make and it would have been perfect, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like their representation isn't as bad as I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that, but I think it could have been better. Like, just saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty impressive, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
From a Western.
Yeah. And the I think
gin stuff threw me off.
But... Yeah, the gin thing threw me off. I was watching it and it was like, a gin? And I was like, a gin is a Muslim? Gin,
that's kind of funny.
No, because I watched it and I paused and I went back and it was like, let me hear this again. And it was like, gin? I was like,
mm-hmm. Wait, can gins be Muslim though?
Yeah, I heard that there was a species of gin that's Muslim, but they cannot interact with the world.
Yeah.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
But
so I hope it gets better. There's gonna be a new episode this week. Yeah, I'll wait for it to see, continue watching it to see if it's really amazing, but I'm kind of excited. Yeah.
Okay, so wait, do you know any shows with bad rep
or just good rep?
Honestly, I don't know. No. I don't watch that so many shows. I'm too busy.
Yeah, so we can move on to good rep. Okay, for good rep, I really, really, really want to bring up Love from A to Z.
Oh my God.
Love from A to Z.
Like, our favorite Muslim author.
Yes, I literally love that book so much. And the representation is literally like, you guys ever just watch or read some? Oh my God. Of course, the truck has to. Anyway. You guys just ever watch or read something and you're like, yo, I could relate to that. Like, small moments like that just made me so happy where they would be like, oh, mashallah, or inshallah, in that book. And it would be written in Arabic, too, and everything. And I was like, yo, like, it's just so, like, it just made me so happy.
Yeah, I agree. When I read that book, you know, I was holding it off for, like, a really long time. I still haven't finished this,
sadly. And so I forced you.
Yeah, but I will finish it, inshallah. I'm almost done, 20 pages. But that book has honestly, like, the representation, like, it made me, like, so happy. You know, if you're happy, smiling, reading about something that you are, you know they did good representation.
Yeah, they did good.
You know they did good. And it's, like, I was, like, so happy for once. And, like, the way that the relationship dynamic worked, like, they didn't like commit zina, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy.
And everything.
It was halal, and you know, I was questioning because I never read from experiences. How do I get married without committing zina? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that book was just like,
it's just perfect.
It's like, possible. Like, it's possible.
Yeah, and it made me feel like, you know, there's this one point in the book. Spoilers, if you haven't read it. It's not a big spoiler, but
no, I don't.
There's this one point in the book where she like something. I think it's like she was wearing like a bathing suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like a burkini, like the halal bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
And just a bunch of like Islamophobic things happen. And then like when she like stands up for herself, people in the book try to make her seem like crazy for it. But it's like she's not crazy. Like, of course, she will stand up for herself.
Yeah. And it just empowered me. So Aziza, you have to read the book. Okay.
Yeah.
And
not the silence.
Yeah. And it empowered me and it made me realize that being Muslim is hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it could be less harder, you know, like if we work towards it, you know.
Yeah.
Literally best book I've read, like for representation. Yeah.
That's
how
cute.
About shows.
You see, if I could think of it on the top of my head, I would have said it.
Yeah, but I literally can't.
It's like, I literally cannot think of anything. If we're talking about, like, black, like, being black, Grown-ish, I really enjoy that show because it doesn't only talk about, like being black, but it also talks about issues in the world that are happening currently, you know? And it's people, like, teenagers, you know? Well, young adults, because they're, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Young adults, because it's so much, like, this history happening right now. And I don't think people realize it, but young people are changing the world.
Yeah.
And inshallah, we continue to do so, because it's going to get harder. But hopefully, Allah, if Allah's willing, we can bear it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't think of any good Muslim representation.
This is sad.
It is sad. Like, think I about it.
I have another book. It's called Salam with Love.
Mm-hmm.
That it had like good representation, but like, it wasn't like it was okay, like, because it was like, it was a lot of her just questioning her religion, which is kind of annoying to me. Like, if the whole premise is about her being Muslim, like, it's just annoying. But anyways, yeah, is there also, any shows
wait with like I wanted to add a book, Aisha at Last. It's also one of those books where the representative was amazing. The guy, the male character, I forgot his name, but I didn't finish it yet. I forgot his name, but I didn't finish it. I think his name was Khalid. And, bro, this dude wore a throb everywhere. Like, he was that Muslim man that we all wish we had, you know? Like, the guy that's, like, super religious. And, like, there was a part in the book where he was, like, his co-worker tried to give him a handshake, and she's a woman, and he was like, I'm sorry, it's against my religion. And I was like, yo. I was like, yo, wait, when can I have this? And it was literally, like, so expensive. Like, not only the male, but the woman, the female character, she was so empowering. Like, she didn't let no one talk her down. And she was a hijabi. And I just, it was so fun reading this. Well, I didn't finish it, but it's so fun to read, you know? But yeah. Hopefully there's more shows where I can watch and be like, no bad Muslim representation, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys think, like, there is positive representation of Muslims out there? And, like, how do we as Muslims try to, like, get good representation? No, you know, it's not that we need to fix it, it's the people need to be educated about it.
I think more Muslim people, more Muslim authors, more Muslim, like, directors, TV writers, mm-hmm. need to come out and, like, share their stories. Like, because I know there's a lot of Muslim people who be wanting to make shows and everything. Like, make it, because most likely the representation is going to be way better than whatever these uneducated people are making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And, like, also with social media, like, as social media grows, misrepresentation grows. And we don't know how to, well, social media companies, like, you know, Facebook, Instagram, they need to stop, like, letting people post propaganda. Like, it's honestly really sad, because I know there's guidelines, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're seeing hate speech, why are you not taking it down?
Exactly. And,
yeah, so it's our job as Muslims, when we see this, to report it and hope that this content is gonna go down. And we hope these people, these Islamophobic creators, aren't growing, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're living in America, where Islamophobia is, like, really huge. And European countries, they're banning the burqa, the hijab, halal meat, even halal meat, bro.
That's so, I know. I saw that and I was like, okay. Like,
yeah, in France, they ban, like, the production of halal meat. Because, you know, the way we, like, eat halal, like, the cow, you have to kill it and let the blood out, you know? So they're saying that's, yeah, and they're saying that's, like, unsanitary or something. I don't know.
It's not no unsanitary. They're just doing it because they hate us.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's all for today. We said so much. But it was good stuff.
I'm tired, man.
No, I am. But, like, it was nice to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, it was nice being back.
Yeah, it was. Thank you guys for listening again. Don't forget to follow our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And
our Discord.
Our Discord.
It's so dead, guys. Like,
yo.
It's so, I swear.
But yeah. You guys get it. Thank you guys for your support. People who are still listening from day one.
People who constantly reply to our Instagram story.
We love you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.